What up, Florida? Welcome into another episode of the Sunshine Slate, a podcast covering all teams Florida, brought to you by FLteams.com. FLteams.com is the best source for the latest news on all of your favorite Florida sports teams, analysis, opinion, and, of course, entertainment. The Sunshine Slate, it's a Florida man thing. It is Wednesday, February 24th. I'm your host, AJ Johnson, and I got a good one for you. You got 10 minutes, I got topics. The Bucks have a long list of free agents to pay attention to. FSU basketball is doing FSU basketball things. And, of course, your Florida man history lesson of the day. But let's start here. Super Bowl champs, Tampa Bay. The winner of the NFL's booty. The party is over and the business has begun for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as they have a laundry list of free agents when the NFL season officially begins on March 17th. A whopping 24 players can hit the market, including players such as Shaq Barrett, Ndamukong Suh, Levante David, Chris Godwin, Rob Gronkowski, Antonio Brown, Leonard Fournette. I'm sure you've all heard their names by now. But all of those names were a huge part of the Super Bowl victory. Three of those four offensive names scored in the Super Bowl. And the four defenders I named, two of them were the leading tacklers, the other two were the leading sack getters in the Super Bowl. But if you ask me, there are two names that stand out to me as the focus of free agency for the Tampa Bay Bucks. Wide receiver Chris Godwin and linebacker Shaquille Barrett. Now, the franchise window opened up yesterday, and I imagine by March 9th, one of these two guys will have that franchise tag attached to their name. Shaq Barrett played on the tag last year after recording 19.5 sacks the year prior. Now, he didn't hit that number this year, but the defense played as a unit, and he was still very effective. 8 sacks in the regular season, 4 more in the postseason, and he wreaked havoc in the Super Bowl. Now, he says he wants to be back, but he also wants to get paid. Like, wants to get paid. Barrett told Mad Dog Radio's Adam Schein, quote, "I'm most definitely looking forward to getting a long-term deal done. I feel like it's time for me to break the bank now." I get it, Shaq. You were productive, and you worked hard for it. I mean, this man came into the league as an undrafted free agent. Then he went on to leading the league in sacks, and now he's a 2-time Super Bowl winner. I get it. You've worked hard. You deserve so much. You are a gifted talent. But to break the bank annually, that may not happen if you truly want to stay with the Bucks. I mean, to even break the top 5, you're talking about coming in at $22 million a year. That's right behind guys like Aaron Donald, Khalil Mack. Now, I'm not saying that can't happen for Barrett. Again, I just told you, 19.5 sacks 2 years ago. But it just depends. If that's the type of money you want, there's a good chance you're going to have to get it other places than Tampa Bay. So you really have to figure out, are you prepared to leave Tampa Bay? Chris Godwin, one of the best receivers in the game. Pro Football Focus has him as the number 2 free agent overall. This guy means so much to this offense. 2 years ago at Jameis, he had 86 receptions, 1,333 yards, and 9 touchdowns as a focal point of that offense. Last year, on a star-studded offense, 65 receptions, 840 yards, 7 touchdowns, 10 yards per target. All of those are second only to Mike Evans. And Chris Godwin was a huge, huge part of their postseason. Led the team with 232 yards in the postseason, 16 receptions and a touchdown. And he's been a team-first guy all season long. Pushing to have Antonio Brown on the team, pushing to get him targets, making him feel like a big part of the offense. He just wants to win. For me this year, Godwin was like the Buccaneers' version of Julio Jones. Pass me the ball all up and down the field, and then somebody else can take the score. I'll do the dirty work. I don't mind. He never complained. He means a lot to this offense. One of these guys has to get tagged. Now, if it's me doing the deal, I work it out with Shaq Barrett first. Chris Godwin is important, but wide receivers come and go, and this draft is deep with wide receivers. Now, I'm not saying let Chris go if you could help it, but I'm saying take care of Shaquille Barrett first. Good edge rushes are much harder to come by. So you try to work it out with Shaq. You try to get a deal done. And if you realize that you guys aren't going to aren't going to come to an agreement, then you can tag Shaq Barrett one more time. He just played on it for $15.9 million, so one more year gets him at $19 million. But then you can try to work something out with Chris Godwin and come back to Shaq Barrett if necessary. And if you get the deal done with Shaq Barrett, franchise tag Chris Godwin. Get him figured out next season. But to me, these two guys are your priorities moving into free agent, because everyone else will likely take a pretty decent discount to keep playing with Tom Brady. These two guys are ready to make money, ready to get paid. All right, let's move over to the hardwood. College hoops. FSU jumped to number 9 in the coaches poll after a 79-72 win over Pittsburgh on Saturday, 11 in the AP poll. I expect them to move up even more when they handle their business tonight against Miami. All you have to do tonight is win. All you have to do is win and you crack the AP top 10. Win convincingly, and you may have an argument for top 5. Now, some people say how, but just look at what has and will transpire this week. Number 5, Illinois was upset by unranked Michigan State, 81-72 last night. Number 3, Michigan, and number 9, Iowa, they play on Thursday night. And number 10, West Virginia plays undefeated number 2, Baylor, on Thursday night. So at least three teams right there will be falling back. And with the win, FSU will definitely get its respect. And I say that knowing how people look at this basketball program. We are a good, good college basketball program. So all you have to do is win tonight against Miami. And this game against Miami should just be a shape-up game. I mean, this Miami team, for multiple reasons, just they're not good. A lot of injuries and not a lot of opportunities to improve. So for FSU, we just need to come in, run our offense, almost like a scrimmage. Now, I'm not saying completely look over Miami. You don't want to get caught napping, but practice that road game atmosphere. We played 3 of our last 4 games in the ACC on the road. Keep making those adjustments like you did with Pitt. When we came out and we weren't shooting well from three-point land, only going 3 for 9 in the first half, we got smart. We left that strategy. We took the ball inside the paint and we dominated. Let's do that again. Let's get MJ Walker going. Let's get him those 7 points. Put him in the 1,000-point club for his career. Let's take care of some of those ticky-tacky mistakes. Let's work on that defense, which we're great at. Active hands, opportunistic traps. One of the best rotating defenses in the nation as a unit. But we commit senseless fouls. We'll have a ball handler reeling in the corner, trapped up, searching for life, late in the shot clock, and then we commit a foul for no reason. I've seen Balsha Koprivica do that a few times. That can't happen. Think of the amount of turnovers you left on the table by committing a senseless foul late in the shot clock. So let's use this game. Let's not necessarily look ahead, but let's make sure we're prepared for a sneaky UNC team. And it starts tonight with a solid team win against Miami. I can't wait to talk about this team in the tournament. It's going to be so much fun. So that's going to do it for me. But while you're on here, go ahead and check out some of the other podcasts on FL Teams. See what else is going on in the Sunshine State. FLteams.com, the best source for the latest news on all of your favorite Florida sports teams. Next week, I'll look to update you on some more Buccaneers free agents and maybe break down Florida NBA before the All-Star break. I'll leave you with some Florida man history. February 24th, 2017, a Florida man accuses his dog Diesel of shooting his girlfriend in the leg. The suspect said the dog jumped off in the nightstand and the gun just went off. Now, I don't know about you, but a dog named Diesel sounds too big to be jumping on nightstands all willy-nilly. I guess his bang was worse than his bite. Until next time, I'm your host, AJ Johnson. You can find me on Twitter at AJCrazy_RC. That's crazy with a K. And I am out.